minus 15 on Gemini 1 Titan vehicle. Unmanned test launch. 10, 9, 8. Ignition sequence start. 5, 4.
This part of the story happened long before I was born, in the days when the United States was racing Russia to put a man on the moon. Following the first Mercury space missions came Gemini, two-man capsules to be used for practicing docking maneuvers and spacewalks and stuff.
Houston, we have climb out of 27 minutes past the hour. Firing room, this is Houston Flight Control, copy that. Access arm, Gemini 2 is clear of the tower. Gemini 2 is clear of the tower.
But every new piece copy of technology had its teeth in trouble.
We've got a very, very high CO reading here, climbing fast. Houston, we have a good roll program. Roger the roll, what's with the carbon monoxide? Houston, check that, I see it.
Nobody was hurt on those unmanned tests, but with systems to fix and the first pair of astronauts slated to fly in Gemini 3 just weeks later, NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, decided to call in some favors, put together a spare capsule, and launch some kind of living payload into orbit. That payload turned out to be a couple of chimpanzees owned by a NASA-funded research program.
It's 0527 hours here at Cape Canaveral, and we have go weather for the launch of test capsule Gemini 2A.
Imagine it's way back in March 1964. See the gantry walkway extended out to the capsule? The technicians are in that covered part strapping in the payload. This was a tough enough job with astronauts in spacesuits. Tougher still with chimps in spacesuits.
Please, you're making them nervous.
No joke, Maisie, behave.
The guys in the blue overalls are McDonnell Douglas engineers from the company that built the capsule. Oh, wait a minute. Watch now. This part's important.
Hey, that's my pen! No touch! Oh, now look what you did, bad boy!
Problem?
Yeah, I think they'll postpone for a dime pen. That dumb monkey pulled it out of my pocket.
Hey, let me take a look inside.
Young man, they are not monkeys.
Sorry, Professor.
Ah, now these two other guys in the white coats, they're responsible for the...
chimpanzees!
That's Professor Igor Shevatlin, anthropologist, geneticist, defected to the United States from Soviet Russia in 1957.
Actually, Pan Paniscus, pygmy chimpanzees, bonobos.
The slick-looking smart aleck is Dr. Arthur Drake, the professor's protege and assistant. You'll be seeing more of him later. Boy, was he young in those days. Look at those zits.
I don't think the pen's right inside the capsule. Time to close up. Say bye-bye to your chimps, gentlemen.
Ready for intelligence, only to end up inside a tin can.
Well, how do you suppose I feel? There's $500,000 worth of immunological research sitting here. You just have to think of the funding.
Oh, so amazing.
Come on, Igor. Time to go.
Not that damned elevator again.
Port hatch sealed.
Yeah, I think we'll get the Apollo contract.
God bless President Kennedy if we do.
Of course, schmuck.
Time to go, feller.
Starboard hatch sealed. Launch complex to Canaveral firing room.
We copy you, Tower.
Payload security evacuating now.
Roger that.
Time to scram, Sam.
So long, little suckers.
T-minus 15 on Gemini 2A live payload test launch.
Turn the volume on that payload down, damn it!
10, 9, 8. Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3. Main engine run. Clear access arm, the stack is climbing up. Roger, that clock is running. Houston, we have liftoff at 0627 hours and a good roll program. Firing room, this is Blue Team Flight Controller at Mission Operations Control in Houston. Copy that and thank you. We have the bird. Gemini 2A is looking good.
Coming up to capsule separation. What's the word, Gatto?
Separation in 3, 2, 1.
Separation complete. Copy that. Orbital path is on the line. File. The payload is sedated in the sleep flight. Cryogenics are running. Cabin temperature dropping. Two little chimps going into deep freeze. Egad, a prototype that works. We working this hibernation unit up for Apollo? This is for later, for Mars. If it doesn't get mothballed first. Alpha, $10 on that.
Inertial measuring unit is good. Automatic star angle comparison is nominal. Payload in cryogenic freeze and viable.
Yep. Everything's A-OK.
A-OK to you too, Space Cadet. Okay, Guido, tests are all squared away. Transmit telemetry signal for re-entry.
Flight to Guido, transmitting now. Flight, Guido. I'm not getting a response. Retro pack is not ignited.
Circuit breaker looks jammed.
Jammed? How can it be jammed?
Something floating loose in the capsule, it gets wedged in the breaker.
You are kidding me, yes?
Ground crew reported a pen lost on the gantry walkway.
Let's not jump to conclusions. The options, gentlemen. Do we revive the payload?
What good would that do? Let them sleep.
Well, how long can they sleep?
For as long as the nutrient lasts. We loaded plenty to make them up to astronaut weight. Years worth.
What about orbital decay? When do they hit the atmosphere?
High apogee, shallow perigee. A long time.
Okay, we have plenty of time to find a solution.
Hey, we're not going to lose a couple of monkeys now, are we?
Not monkeys, bonobos.
Bonobos, bananas, whatever.
In the end, everything worked out just fine for the manned launch, but not for the chimps. The capsule was marooned in orbit. There was no publicity. The story of the Gemini apes was forgotten and left quietly to die, just like they were. Except they didn't. They came back. It just took a while. Nearly 40 years. Now you're seeing recent history. Look, sunrise over the Earth's horizon. Pretty, huh? Now, watch that little speck. No, there! The thing making an orange flare as it scuffs the edge of the Earth's atmosphere. That was Gemini 2A, just a few months ago. It wasn't in high orbit anymore. It was a piece of space junk about to burn up on re-entry. The chimps were still alive. Perfectly preserved in a cryogenics experiment that NASA thought had failed. Their muscles had been exercised by the stimulator pads. They'd been fed intravenously, their waste products siphoned away. They were in good shape. But the capsule wasn't. It was the first heavy impact with the atmosphere that saved them. It dislodged the pen that had jammed up the circuitry for years. Finally, all the instructions the computer had stored to revive the chimps and bring about their return were processed. The capsule snapped into its re-entry angle, fired its thrusters, and began its descent to Earth. It wasn't a smooth ride. The capsule's homing beacon was no longer aboard an aircraft carrier in the Pacific Ocean like it had been in 64, and there were some problems with the electrics, or rather, with the occupants. The parachutes deployed, pitted, torn, faded, and somehow held till the landing. It was nothing like an ocean splashdown. The landing site turned out to be the Arizona desert. In fact, a pile of rusty car wrecks in the most remote part of the biggest auto dump in the state. Gemini 2A had come home. Nearly 40 years behind schedule. Smack bang in what my Uncle Rusty called our backyard. Come on, Brewster. Just a mouthful.
You're watching Good Morning Phoenix.
Please.
The big news story today is that the U.S. government and the International Union for the
Conservation of Nature agreed to lift their
20-year ban on all trade in wild African apes with the United States. But it isn't American zoos which will benefit. It's Western medicine. Tiffany Goodman has the story.
Hey, Molly, we're on TV!
Rusty's Auto Dump. Biggest in the state of Arizona.
Yeah, I don't want to see it.
Don't be that way, Brewster.
65-year-old Donald Rusty Geary. And this is his nephew, Ricky, with a new addition to the family, Brewster the Baby Gorilla. Ricky,
Brewster.
Tell me about Brewster and how he came to live with you.
Well,
I left school, but my grades weren't too good, so I did night school.
Boy, do I sound like a putz.
But you want to become a veterinarian?
Yeah, yes. So I did night school to make up my grades, and I started college in the fall. But meantime, for a vacation job, I went to Drake Biocorp's animal labs here in the vicinity, and they asked if I could wean this little guy and help raise him for a few months. So here he is. This is Brewster.
But what about the fact that Brewster is going to be used to find a cure for antibiotic-resistant diseases?
Yeah?
This is Drake Biocorp's new headquarters, a beautifully refurbished warehouse backing onto the Hudson River in New York. With me is Professor Arthur Drake, company founder, and his chief executive officer, Henry Molson.
It's that Drake fellow. That scotch bag.
Aunt Molly.
Conventional antibiotics are barely holding up against new strains of disease with sophisticated survival mechanisms.
Professor Drake is the last person to abuse animals for profit.
Ha!
Nationwide opinion polls indicate a 75% approval rating for our work with primates in tackling this problem.
Hey, the animals don't get their opinions polled. If people knew what really goes on in Drake's laboratories, they'd lynch them. Why, you spend the vacation working for those torturers instead of helping your Uncle Rusty beats me.
Look, I'll never qualify as a veterinarian if I spend all day crushing cars. Anyway, them allowing me to raise Brewster is a good enough reason. Oh, come on, Brewster. Open your mouth. Not that he seems to want it.
He wants more juice, that's all. Here you go, Brewster.
Why, if Brewster is so darn clever, maybe he can tell me where my dad blasted teeth are.
If he'd open his mouth to eat, I'd be happy.
Huh.
Ah, here comes a big smile. Brewster, what's wrong with your... Oh, no.
Rusty, he's got your teeth in his mouth.
Oh, you little... Give me those. Oh, great. Covered in gorilla spit.
Rusty,
hey.
I brought the cream for you. It's caught by section 5.
Yeah, coming, George.
You want me to disinfect those?
Hell no, I'll wear them wet.
Oh.
Heck, the gorilla eats what we eat.
Yuck, gross. Well, you could have washed them first.
I hate animals, no exceptions.
Molly, you still want that lift?
Coming, George, I'll go get my stuff. You're using George's crane to clear Section 5?
Yep.
That's years old.
It's a fortune in real estate, Molly, and I can clear it out.
Sure, hon. I gotta go. Back for lunch. Don't overdo it.
You really want to sell this place, Uncle Rusty?
Ricky, if your folks were still alive, we'd maybe have partnered up, but I want to retire, and you want to be an animal doctor.
Well, yeah, but...
But nothing, fella. Time you were off to work.
Why, I got 10 minutes yet.
Not if you want to beat your Aunt Molly, you ain't. It's Wednesday, remember? Her animal rights crusade morning.
Hey, she snuck out on me. Come on, Brewster, don't forget your juice cup.
Don't crash the pickup! I don't know why you don't give her a lift yourself and be done with it. Every Wednesday, you take Brewster into the Drake Labs for his checkup, and every Wednesday, she's outside the main gate with her pals, hollering fit to bust.
Don't go in there, son!
Hey, look, that's Molly's nephew!
I can't talk to you, Ricky! I'm protesting against you!
Never mind that. Somebody stole a radio cassette out of my pickup. I was just about to put some driving music on for Brewster, and there's just bare wires hanging out of the desk.
He said it needed fixing. Maybe Rusty's taking a look at it. Or one of those Steve and Drake people stole it.
Oh, look, I'm serious. Never mind about that. Come on, Brewster, we're late.
Drake Biocorp, Arizona, main gate. Please swipe your key card for access.
Where's my key card?
You be sure and eat up all your lunch now.
Access authorized, Ricky Geary. Have a productive day.
Oh, morning, Ricky.
Hi.
Oh, I gotta see your key card pass.
Oh, sure, Mr. DeVries. Brewster, you are so heavy. Yeah, I had it at the gate.
Oh, hiya, Brewster. Say, cute little guy. How big do these gorillas grow?
Oh, about 6 foot high. Between 300 and 400 pounds. There's the card.
Oh, that's fine, thanks. Through you go. Dr. Chevrolet. Well, she's expecting you.
No, I see her. Thanks. Hey, come on, Brewster.
Ricky, hello. And good morning to you, Brewster. Coffee?
No, thank you, Dr. Chevatlin.
Nadia. I saw you two on the TV this morning. A very handsome pair. And I have some very good news. Brewster's test results came back early.
Hey, that's great, Dr. Nadia. But I can still take care of him, right?
Ricky, the fact is that Brewster has done much better than we had dared hope.
But you did say his interest came first. I'd like to...
These security doors.
Please swipe your key card for access to main offices, primate labs,
I have two key cards, neither of which I can ever find.
That's right, I got mine.
Sorry, this card has expired.
That's weird.
Here, I found my spare. Try this.
Access authorized, Dr. Nadia Shabatlin. Have a productive day.
My card worked at the main gate. Here's yours.
Thanks. This way, Ricky. We're in Mr. Molson's office today.
Brewster's only a few months old.
Yes, I know.
He'll miss the security of a family group.
Which you have provided, Ricky.
Mr. Molson, I thought you were in New York.
A special visit. I have something for you. Why don't you pop the gorilla baby onto the couch?
Yeah, sure. There you go, Brewster.
Here.
A briefcase?
Open it up.
What's this?
A productivity bonus. Your job is done, and you'll be relieved to hear that Brewster's tests have come back negative. We can't use him for immunological research, which means he joins the Endangered Species Initiative.
In that case, it wouldn't do any harm
while
if
Brewster is being reintroduced to the rainforest, this fee should give you the rest of the summer off and pay for your studies.
But maybe I can help reacclimatize him.
Let me get the door for you.
But I...
Ricky, complete separation from foster parents is the only way to avoid these little fellows growing up thinking they're human. Thank you again. Enjoy your vacation.
Dr. Shep, Nadia.
Thank you, Ricky. I'll keep you posted on his progress.
Is there any chance I...
Door locked.
...could see Professor Drake? Sheesh, I didn't even get to say goodbye to Brewster. Oh, damn it. Where's my key card? I'm not finished yet. Oh, what? Oh, this is Dr. Shavatlin's card. I must have swapped him by mistake.
Ricky.
Oh, hi, Mr. DeVries.
Oh, sorry, but I got told to help you out of the building, if you catch my drift.
Yeah, I get your drift.
Yeah, I'm sorry about this.
Oh, it's okay.
Nice kid. And he was the perfect choice for fostering. A budding veterinarian from a lower-income family unit and local. The marketing department excelled themselves.
I wish we didn't have to lie to him.
This has to be top secret. A whole new world of medicine lies before us. We've never had a subject with human cell compatibility like this. By the time Professor Drake launches this company publicly, we'll have prototype sera on test. We can win the race to develop a superbug treatment that works.
There must be a way to extract material without killing the animal.
Nadia, in all my years as a biologist, I never saw such intellectual rigor in scientific method as you display. You don't waver from the hard decisions. As company CEO, neither can I. We're two of a kind.
Mr. Molson.
Henry.
Mr. Molson, the authorities have lifted the ban on importing primates. They've licensed us to carry out limited research. But we don't have permission to destroy an animal in order to bulk produce immune serum. This is a protected species.
Protected species? Which species do we protect, eh? We have recreated an animal which manufactures transplantable human antibodies. Even humans can't do that. Suppose we successfully treat one person who otherwise would have died. No politician in the world would deny us the right to save human life, especially when we are releasing animals we can use back into the wild. We are the saviors of modern medicine and ecological heroes.
And Brewster is the first sacrificial victim. Oh, hey, Brewster.
We put him on the accelerated growth program. We vivisect in a month, extract the liver, the spleen, and the bone marrow, transplant and grow the cells in two or three suitable hosts.
We don't have two or three suitable hosts. My grandfather's research wasn't intended to...
Nadia, your grandfather's work is the past. Your work is our future for you, for me, and for millions of sick people. Market forces, Nadia. Survival. Painful, but that's how the world works. Accept it.
A month went by. More than a month. It was miserable. Aunt Molly wouldn't speak to me for days after they took Brewster back. Uncle Rusty just plain didn't believe I came by a briefcase full of money as a productivity bonus. And then the weird stuff began happening. It wasn't just the radio cassette that went missing from the pickup truck. Other things began to disappear. A brand new oxyacetylene welder just upped and walked out of the equipment hut by the main gate of the dump. A set of socket wrenches weren't where Rusty had kept them for nigh on 10 years.
and the noises. I was out most nights, drowning my sorrows with my buddies in town. But Molly kept insisting she was hearing things, banging and crashing from deep inside those canyons of wrecked cars. Anyhow, losing Brewster made me realize how much pain a career as a veterinarian would leave me wide open for. The money from Molson gave me a better idea.
I need to know when you're going to leave for veterinary college.
Look, I told you, Uncle Rusty, I'm not going to college. I'm your new partner.
And I told you I'm retiring.
Hey, so retire. I've got enough cash to put a deposit on the place.
Now look.
Rusty!
Yeah?
Ricky!
We're coming.
You boys are going to feed my animals. You've got to remember to shut their cages properly. Last week, parakeets, now a rat.
Honey, when I married you, I said I'd love and honor you, not your damned animals.
Man, I'm not getting mixed up with animals again.
Well, you ain't going into the scrap business either. Now, if you'll both excuse me, I have some paperwork to catch up on in the ranch office.
No, here's the paper. Don't finish the crossword.
Thank you.
You sure you didn't leave these cages open, Ricky?
Hey, the last animal I fed was Brewster 5 weeks ago. I guess he's in Africa by now.
Now, where'd you hear that?
I was out with the guys last night. Some Drake people were talking.
Yes, and I heard you come home after midnight tripping over my flower pots again.
All right. Anyway, they said that Brewster was flown back to Rwanda last week.
Oh, really? Have you seen this week's Animal Rights Crusade newsletter?
I've seen dozens. The wind's blowing them all over the dump. You know, if you're gonna leave leaflets on the stoop, why don't you weigh them down with a brick or something?
Here. Look at that.
Oh, it's horrible.
The photo of the spider monkey with the extra head?
No, the drawing of the baby gorilla looking out of the cage. It's sentimental greeting card crap.
Oh, yes? Not one animal has yet been shipped out of the country under Drake's Endangered Species Initiative. And so on. Here, in black and white.
Now, Aunt Molly, these people will print anything to stir things up.
I'm one of these people, young man. Something's not right. That Drake fella would be making some hoo-ha if he'd started returning animals to the wild.
You mean this kind of hoo-ha?
Oh, what's that?
A front page photo of that Drake guy holding Brewster in the middle of a jungle with a big headline.
Oh, no!
Read it and weep. Drake in Africa to launch Project Gorilla.
Whale of all the...
Oh, boy. Keep the paper, Ricky. I don't want her swatting me with it.
Right.
Whoa!
Life was never dull with Rusty and Molly. But there was something about that newspaper photo of Drake and Brewster that bugged me. Something not right. Something in the corner of the picture. The left-hand edge of a low wooden sign. I knew I'd seen it before. It was like the sign at the labs, where I used to leave the pickup. It was in front of an exotic kind of shrubbery. It said, Drake Biocorp Arizona Guest Parking. That photo was never taken in Africa. It was taken just a mile or so from where we lived.
Think I'll go into town. Maybe see some of the guys.
Again?
Yes, again.
Then I heard the sound. From deep within Section 5, deeper than we'd yet penetrated with George's old crane.
Ricky, is that thunder?
An airplane, probably.
It wasn't, but I didn't want to scare Aunt Molly.
Yeah, well, I'm going into town.
You have yourself a good time now.
Okay.
I could see the light of something traveling across the far side of the dump, heading for the side gate we never used.
When are you going to talk some sense into that boy?
I talk, he doesn't listen. What is that noise? Sounds like it's near the old side gates.
Holy cow, the gates are all smashed up.
Incarnation?
Oh, this is weird. These tire tracks, it's like something with three wheels came out here.
Must be kids playing around. What's this?
Nah, it's just one of Aunt Molly's leaflets. Must have blown out here.
It's got greasy handprints all over it. Ah, told you, kids.
Yeah, but why would the tracks head off towards the Drake lads and not back into town?
Search me. I'll fix the gates tomorrow. Go enjoy yourself.
Yeah, thanks.
And don't be late home.
I followed the weird tire tracks to the gates of Drake, Arizona. I parked in the visitor's park. I wanted to check out that newspaper photo. Sure enough, it was taken on that very spot, thousands of miles from Africa. Why would they do that unless Brewster was still here in the labs? Mr. DeVries, the security guard, was on night watch in the lobby.
Drake Firecorp, Arizona. Primate lab access.
Dr. Shevatlin's key card got me in.
Damn security doors.
Access authorized. Dr. Nadia Shevatlin.
It was dark, and the place was full of squirrel monkey cages.
Ow! Sorry, little fella. Shh. Damn it.
I could see a light under a far door. By it, something was lying on the floor. I picked it up. It was Brewster's baby juice cup.
Wow! Looks like it's been squeezed in a vise. Brewster? Are you in here? Brewster, it is you! Hey, it's me, Ricky. Come out, give me a big hug, baby. Let's get you out of here. Brewster? You there?
Oh, first the security door's talking to itself, next the lights are flickering, and now I'm talking to myself. What the... Hey! Who's there? Oh, where's the flashlight? Right! Who's there? Oh! Sweet heaven! Oh! Quick, quick!
Please swipe your key card for exit to car park.
I'm swiping!
Exit ramp.
Go, shoot! Go play in the car park! Holy molasses! Right! Whoever you are letting out all those animals, that does it!
I'd just recovered from the stampede of dogs, cats, monkeys, and rodents. There were no choices for escape.
Door locked.
Come on! Out with you!
The nearest unlocked door led to a janitor's room. It was dark. I crawled up onto a shelf behind a big case of floor cleaner, just in time.
Anyone in here? I got a gun, you know. Oh, yeah.
I got down off the shelf and went to the door to make sure Mr. DeVries had really gone.
Close call.
But what I heard in the darkness wasn't outside the closet. It was inside. With me. Suddenly, I remembered those weird tire tracks I've followed from the dump to the very gates of the Drake Laboratories. Who or what had made them? Who had freed all those lab animals? Who or what was in here with me? I fumbled around, looking for a light switch.
Jeez!
An inch from my face, a pair of bright blue eyes boring into me. A small pink face, ringed in black fur, topped by a baseball cap Rusty lost in the dump months ago, wearing blue fatigues. An old NASA logo on the breast pocket. It was a chimpanzee, a little male bonobo, speaking to me in English.
God bless President Kennedy. Poor schmuck.
What the? Gentlemen, there's two of you.
It was a female. Same fatigues, but a red bandana around her head. The NASA patch on her overall was torn off.
Jojo,
she seemed to be cross with her companion, the male.
Spam, Sam.
What are you?
Jojo, Maisie, Gemini apes.
Apes from space. Human.
Yes?
You're in big trouble. Up tin can down.
Up tin can down? You're pointing at the ceiling.
No, point up tin can down.
What tin can?
Up tin can down.
Boy, dumb human.
I don't know how the Gemini apes got me out of the building. I do remember I woke up for a few seconds to find myself sandwiched between them in what looked like the biggest dune buggy I'd ever seen.
This way, that way, this way, that way, this way, that way, this way. That way.
It was traveling home at 120 miles an hour with my pickup truck swinging wildly behind on the end of a tow rope.
Come on.
Rise and shine.
Oh, boy.
Nothing beats a hangover like hard work.
Oh, I have had one weird dream.
What I found ain't no dream. Come on.
Welcome to Arizona, Professor Drake. We were expecting you in the Learjet.
The Learjet is in Boston, Molson. Where I am supposed to be addressing the Institute of Immunological Medicine.
I'm sorry, sir. I didn't expect you to take such an interest in the escape.
I'm not here because a few animals got out.
Here, the limo.
You're sure nothing valuable is missing?
The inventory checks out to the last thumbtack, sir. The motive wasn't robbery. Industrial espionage, we suspect.
So do I. Intervax or Weinborg would sell their children's souls for cross-species immunology. Move out, driver. We haven't got all day.
Yes, sir, Professor Drake. Waiting for the trucks to form up behind us.
This isn't a presidential motorcade. Let's go. Walker and his men know the route to the labs.
Walker? He's here?
Henry, you are at stage 2 with a silverback capable of producing human-compatible immune serum. Security is paramount.
Yes, sir, but nobody outside of you, me, and Nadia Shevetli know that.
Oh, really? Well, check out the Mayo Clinic website. They got hold of the story last week.
What?
That's why we are transferring Dr. Shevetlin's work to New York tonight.
Tonight? Why the rush?
The quarterly figures are looking bad. Either we bring forward our stock market quotation or we abandon it. And this treatment is the jewel in our corporate crown.
Yes, indeed, it is.
Good, because we are going to have to prove it works by saving somebody's life before the week is out.
Here we are, gentlemen. Drake, Arizona.
Professor Drake! Trucks and teams ready for Operation Hudson.
Yes. You remember my CEO, Henry Molson.
Molson?
Lieutenant Colonel.
Start loading up, Walker. You have your itinerary.
Roger that.
All right, gather around and listen up.
Walker's not so bad when you get to know him.
He's a military moron. And it amuses you to keep him as a guard dog.
Mr. Molson, Professor Drake.
This the night guard on duty when it happened?
Yes. Hello, DeVries.
You're fired, DeVries. Show me the specimen, Molson.
Of course. But...
Wow! Look, it's like a cave under the car wreck.
Look! Here's the welding rig that disappeared.
Whoa.
You know what this is? We got us a vagrant set up home here. It happens sometimes.
Well, he must be a bum with an education. I mean, look at this.
Huh? Ah, it's just an old engine block up in.
Yeah, but these pipes out of it.
That's fine. Now, how in heck does that work?
Wait a minute. Would you believe solar power? Look at this. A pair of windshields sandwiched together with strips of tire tread. The water's tapped off the mains and diverted between them. And lay them out in the sun and hey presto, hot water.
What is going on here?
Do you hear that?
Through those truck doors set into the wall there.
Door locked.
He is sedated.
We're taking no chances.
We really may have managed to replicate the Shevatlin gene sequence.
It's a pretty exotic cocktail, certainly.
Igor spent 40 years pumping primates with human tissue and crossbreeding the results. He thought he could evolve intelligence in a lesser species. Let's talk in the office.
Door locked.
Igor Shevatlin lectured us at Cambridge just after his defection to the West. He insisted he could breed animals capable of logical thought. But it was clear to me he'd stumbled onto something far bigger.
He overlooked the animal's resistance to disease?
We weren't faced with HIV or antibiotic-resistant superbugs then. But I saw them coming. I brought him to the United States to apply his work to the field of medicine, to make it self-funding, which it became up to a point. Where is Nadia, by the way?
In your office, waiting to speak to you.
Thank goodness she inherited her grandfather's talents and not his temperament.
Actually, I think she inherited everything.
Oh, holy, what have we here?
Wow, the dune buggy. I wasn't dreaming.
Dune buggy? Looks like one of those hot rods we used to customize in the 40s. Except, I don't recognize the chassis.
Let's see. Five-wheel tricycle undercart. Chrome exhaust from at least 3 different wrecks.
This ain't no gasoline engine. I sure don't remember buying this dune buggy for scrap.
This is no dune buggy. It's a space capsule.
You bet, Gemini 2A.
Jojo? Maisie?
Go away, human. Go away, take a grumbly, go.
Ricky, these ain't two of your Aunt Molly's pets now, are they?
I don't think so. Maybe we better ask her.
My dear Dr. Shervatchin.
Don't you patronize me!
Nadia, please put the other vase down.
What's wrong?
What's wrong? I work myself into the ground to replicate my grandfather's research just so you can throw it away a second time.
What are you talking about?
Do I have to spell it out? You dump me.
Nadia, I pulled a lot of strings to stop you from having to grow up in Soviet Russia. Perestroika didn't save your parents, and the KGB had a long memory. I know you think I buried you in that English backwater, but I saved your life and gave you a career.
You just wanted the research notes my grandfather left me in his will.
We've been through all this. Those notes merely record his early failures.
He bred the twins.
We bred the twins.
The twins are history, Nadia.
Those bonobos may or may not have possessed unusual intelligence. The fact is that we will never know.
Only because you had them killed.
We needed sponsorship. NASA obliged. Good for funding, bad for livestock. There's nothing I could do. Nothing I can do.
Nothing you can do now, certainly. This fax arrived today.
What's that?
It's from NASA. The capsule finally re-entered the Earth's atmosphere last week. They say it would have burned up instantly.
Mr. Drake, I pride myself on being a never-say-die sort of fellow, and if that capsule re-entered intact, splashed down or whatever, we could get DNA samples from the animal's remains.
Impossible.
How can you be so sure?
Because of this little box of tricks. It's a homing beacon used on the Gemini 2A mission. NASA junked it, but I had it checked out. This wasn't the component that failed on that flight.
So if the capsule had come down in one piece...
Gemini 2A would have dropped right in this neighborhood. Look around. I see no chimps. I had a forlorn hope this thing might work one day. Now it's just another piece of junk.
So, what will happen to Brewster? Now you've got me out of the way.
Nadia? What are you talking about?
According to Human Resources, my contract with Drake Arizona is terminated.
Well, of course it is. I want you with me at the new headquarters in New York as my head of research.
Me?
Yes, you, Nadia. Here.
Family photographs.
The little girl in both pictures is the same. The top one, her playing on the sofa, was taken last Christmas. The bottom one, her in the oxygen tent, was taken last week.
Linda Wisniewski, 6.5 years old, lives with her parents in Boston, diagnosed tubercular 2 months ago. Responded to treatment at first, then things took a bad turn. She's been given a fortnight at best.
There's a tuberculin bacillus that is resistant to antibiotics.
A totally new strain. Nothing touches it.
This child is the first. There'll be more.
If Brewster can develop antibodies to fight this superbug before it spreads, we can save this little girl's life. Now, are you coming to New York?
Yes, of course.
Then you'd better pack. We take off in 3 hours.
I can't keep up with it. Every time I lock one cage, they've opened another.
Can you wedge them shut?
Thank you, my good buddy. Come on, tweet, tweet.
Look out for them! Ow! Saucepans.
Chipmunks, this way. Nasty grumblies, lock you up. Put you in tin can. Shoot you in space.
They're pets. We don't do experiments on them. We feed them and pamper them and let them stink the place out. Damn it, they get better treatment here than I do.
Cage no good. Animals want out.
Ricky, the canary's out and the cat is
dead. I see it. I got him. It's okay. Get back in your cage, Tweed.
You see, these animals can't be free. They're not safe.
Huh? Toaster, toaster, make me toast.
Will you quit that? It's broken enough already.
You say animals like cages?
Oh, they love the death blasted cages.
Boy, you double grumbling. Toaster, toaster, I fix you.
I'll fix you in a minute, you varmint.
Easy, Brewster. We're just going to take a little aeroplane ride.
Dr. Shabatlin?
Mr. DeVries, I heard you got fired. I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah. Were you moving the gorilla out on this truck tonight?
We're flying to New York.
Oh. Well, I'd see Mr. Molson about this, but he's taking Professor Drake to the airfield. I found something. Maybe connected with the break-in. Here.
What's this?
I think it's a badge off maybe a kiddie outfit. Well, it was in the janitor's closet by the lab.
My God.
If it's important, well, you'll tell Mr. Molson I found this.
I certainly will.
There's one other thing. The access log for the main computer says a key card of yours was used by the intruder last night.
Of mine? That's not possible. Here's my key card and my spare. Oh.
Was something wrong with that card?
Yeah. I must have picked up the wrong one along the way.
Well, maybe you should check it out. Have a safe trip.
Oops. Poor little things. They're starving.
So am I.
You know, chimpanzees are advanced tool users, but these guys, they're something else. I mean, that stuff they built for themselves out in the dump, the cave, that vehicle.
Kids could have done that. These chimps are probably freaks of nature. Something escaped from the Drake labs, but they couldn't build stuff.
Why not? Wild chimps learn how to fish for termites using twigs. Lab chimps can learn sign language.
But these two use speech. They're house trained.
Now, what kind of animal can fix a toaster?
You don't know he fixed it.
Well, he just put bread in it.
Here it comes.
Hey, where'd the toast go?
Through my roof.
Hot bread too bouncy.
Heavens, what's that?
Huh? There's somebody outside the trailer. Nadia? Why were you sneaking around the dump?
I'm sorry. I'm leaving for New York tonight. I dropped by to return this little souvenir, your key card.
I'm sorry, I must have got mixed up. Yes.
This was found at the lab today.
What's that?
It's a NASA patch. Standard issue on flight suits in the 1960s.
So?
Ricky, I don't think you understand what you're dealing with.
I know exactly what I'm dealing with. Brewster, fully grown in less than 2 months, with electrodes sticking out of his skull.
Come with me. Once upon a time, Professor Drake lost two very special chimps. I think you found them.
The Gemini apes? They found me.
The Gemini apes. What condition are they in?
They're the most completely weird animals I've ever met in my life.
They're the result of my grandfather's greatest achievement in genetics. They've been lost for nearly 40 years, and they belong to this company.
Dr. Shavatlin, the apes don't belong to anybody.
That's an interesting argument.
Well, they can't be the same animals anyway. They don't look 40 years old, for a start.
The space capsule was equipped with cryonic hibernation technology. It may have retarded the aging process.
Wait a minute. All this happened in the 1960s? What were they, test tube babies?
Of course.
Oh.
They weren't the first, either.
Oh, give me a break.
Follow me. I'll show you a corner of this place not even Professor Drake knows about.
Look, where is everybody? Where's Brewster?
En route to New York.
Door locked.
Is that an animal in that cage or an old rug?
My grandfather created the Gemini apes, but he died before he could complete his research. Nobody knows exactly how he bred them, but Brewster is the nearest we've got so far. That's why we need all the animals together, to find out where he went right.
All the animals? Well, how many others are there?
One other. Ricky, meet Boris.
Whoa.
Hi, Boris. How are you this evening?
That is the ugliest and oldest chimp I have ever seen.
Don't say so in Russian. You'll upset him. Be careful. Stay back. Boris, not now. You can paint pictures tomorrow, but you must promise not to eat all the paint.
This chimp painted all these?
Incredible, aren't they?
These brown figures, they're smaller than the white ones.
Obviously, they're apes.
And the white ones could be human. Maybe these paintings tell a story.
Oh, I don't think so.
Did Professor Drake stick these up on the wall?
No, I did. He doesn't know Boris is alive.
I'm sorry?
Professor Drake ordered Boris destroyed. He said Boris was dangerous.
Boris. Got to stay quiet.
What are these pictures about, eh, old fella? You trying to tell us something?
I think he's telling us our audience is at an end.
You've got a bit of a soft spot for Boris, huh?
Hmm. Boris has spent his life being experimented on in the name of science. I felt he should be allowed to die with dignity. He's living on borrowed time anyway.
Why wouldn't you let me get closer to him? I know how to behave with animals.
But Boris doesn't know how to behave with people. And that's why those chimps must be returned to us immediately. They're not safe outside.
Well, they take the opposite view. That's why they were in here last night letting out the lab animals.
are not thinking of their safety. I'm thinking of yours. They are a direct result of the experiments that produce Boris. It can lead to aggressive episodes. Shortly after the Gemini twins were lost, Boris attacked my grandfather. The old man died. The chimps may be prone to violent behavior.
Holy cow! I've left them alone with Rusty and Molly! I've got to get back to the dump!
Ricky, wait! It's all taken care of! Nadia Shevelin.
It's Henry Molson. Have you still got the boy with you?
He just left. I'm sorry, I tried.
It's all right. Everything is running to plan. We're taking off in 10 minutes, so get over to the airfield pronto.
Who's going to feed the remaining animals?
We gave De Vries his job back as you requested. Now get moving.
Mr. De Vries!
Dr. Shavatlin?
Can you come in here, please? There's an extra animal needs looking after.
Aunt Molly! What a mess! Jojo! Maisie!
It's been turned upside down!
Sheriff Morris!
Now, young Ricky, you don't want to get involved with all this till you've seen a lawyer. This here's a court order against your aunt and uncle, placing them in custody of the federal authorities back in New York.
But this...
Come talk with me in the morning, Ricky. We'll see what we can find out. A lot of paperwork to file here.
Wait, this can't be right.
Catch me tomorrow.
Wait, oh, damn it.
Maisie go long way.
Jojo, where are you?
Jojo in branch office. Do paperwork. Bad human come. Take Maisie. Take Grumblies. Take Gemini 2A. Jojo stay hide. Finish crossword.
Good boy.
Maisie and Grumblies go long way. Big rocks. Inside big rocks.
Yeah, New York, big rocks. Okay, where they go, we go.
WKYN News, live from the streets of New York City at the newly refurbished Drake Biocorp headquarters. The ambulance from Boston Memorial has pulled up and we're watching little Linda Wisniewski being wheeled into the building. The first accredited victim of antibiotic-resistant tuberculosis.
Drake, what is Linda's condition?
Linda will live.
Professor
now,
Drake,
if you'll excuse me.
Welcome to Drake, New York. Access granted.
Why did the relocation from Arizona go, Molson? Any problems?
Quite the reverse. Nadia will show you. I must attend to some of our other guests.
You will show me what, Dr. Shivati?
Something which could mean all this publicity is somewhat premature.
Not with the share issue imminent.
Then you should know that Brewster's test results are below target.
If this doesn't work, the PR fallout will sink our share issue.
This is all a marketing stunt to you. A child is dying.
Commercial medicine isn't a charity, it's a lottery, and people will only invest in a company which pays out. Now, you concentrate on improving Brewster's immune serum.
There may be a better alternative. Brewster's not our only hope.
What do you mean?
The chimps. The ones you lent to NASA. One of them is alive.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Come on. I'll show you.
Excuse me, miss.
What?
Can you direct me to the Drake New York building? I was told it was a converted warehouse backing onto the river.
What are you, blind? It's that old building over there with the scaffolding.
Thanks.
Oh, it's good time, Ricky.
Excuse me? Did your rucksack just say something?
It's my radio. I forgot to switch it off.
Yeah, well, it didn't sound like no radio to me.
Jojo, will you can it? You nearly got me arrested at the airport, on the subway, and now here. Be quiet. I'm trying to cross the street. Whoa!
Jojo got Nathan. Ricky got Grumbling.
Okay. But we gotta get in first. Now, there's a side gate to the building with a key card slot on it. No security guards. You sure you can open it with my card? It's out of date.
No problem. Jojo got boombox. Here.
Can it, will ya?
Oops. What these bits?
That's the record head. That's the replay head.
Good. Me pull out.
No! Hey, that costs money!
Jojo break, Jojo fix.
Jojo better.
Where phone card?
Here. One phone card. How does that work?
Welcome to Drake, New York. Please swipe your key card.
Jojo swipe card. Real slow in key card slot. See?
Sorry. This card has expired.
Now, card got smell of other cards being here. See?
Smell? It can smell the code? What do you mean?
Sticky metal. North, south, west, east.
Ah, a compass. Oh, you mean magnetism.
Maggotism, sure. Boy, you dumb today. Ricky, no laugh, ha-ha. Ricky jiggling me.
Sorry.
Now, me push phone card on replay head.
Oh, I get it. It picked up the code and plays it back. So we use this phone card to open the gate.
Nope. Noise too quiet. JoJo practice. Okay. Now JoJo fix Ricky's card. Ricky push key card on record head.
And press record, yeah?
Okie dokie. Go. Okay. Now Ricky Keycard got plenty. Magnetism. Good for lots of doors. Try it.
Welcome to Drake, New York. Access authorized. Ethel Nussbaum. Have a productive day.
Yeah! You give good barcode.
You can't hold people without trial, Molson. Ever heard of habeas corpus? I want a cop.
You have your wish, Mr. Geary. This is Lieutenant Colonel Walker of the United States Air Force Military Police.
I thought he said his guys were FBI.
Unnecessary subterfuge. I and my men are service personnel attached to CIA weapons research on special attachment to protect Pentagon investment in Drake Biocorp.
You can be attached to a concrete block at the bottom of the Hoover Dam for all I care.
We want a lawyer.
You'll get your day in court. Theft of government property. Connections with known terrorist groups.
What terrorist groups?
We have a file 2 inches thick on the animal rights movement you belong to, Mrs. Geary. You should have done a little more research before getting involved with them.
Folks, you can make this go away. Sign this undertaking not to further interfere with the interests of Drake Biocorp, and we fly you home tonight.
I'm not signing anything till we see a lawyer.
You've got 24 hours.
I really do urge you to reconsider.
Door locked.
I really do urge you to reconsider.
We need to get help.
Help from who?
The police!
Ha! The police!
My animal group, then.
Your animal group? With terrorist connections? Honey, it sounds like they're in as much trouble as we are.
Well, there must be somebody we can call. Ricky's gonna be worried sick by now.
Maul, we're locked up and cut off.
Well, not exactly.
What do you mean?
When that Molson fella put down his bag on the floor earlier, and I had to tie my boot...
Yeah?
I kinda stole his cell phone.
Oh, that's my girl.
Look, have you ever seen a chimp able to solve Rubik's Cube in under a minute?
I've never seen a chimp able to pick its nose in under a minute. So your grandfather and I did develop something unique.
Very unique. I injected this animal with some of Linda's antigens. This chimp is already producing human-compatible B lymphocytes in quantity.
The new magic bullet. It looks like Brewster here is surplus to requirements.
So you'll want to proceed using this chimp?
Immediately.
Computer power up.
Clever little bonobo. Don't play with Dr. Shevatlin's computer.
Oh. It's okay.
Perhaps this is the idiot savant of the chimpanzee world, like an autistic human.
I'd like time to find out.
Is she the only survivor from Gemini 2A?
She's the only animal recaptured. We can't destroy her without investigating this.
You don't have time. The human life is at stake.
Look! Look what she's done!
Did you teach her that?
I didn't even know she had a name.
This doesn't change a thing.
What?
Our income is from medicine, not research into animal IQ. Drake? Oh, very good. Yes, yes, I'll be right there. The argument is academic. They just caught that boy who brought up the gorilla. He broke into the building. It seems he brought the other chimp with him. The chimp is loose, but the exits are sealed.
Ricky's here.
Some sort of misguided attempt to rescue his aunt and uncle.
Aren't they still in Arizona?
Well, apparently when Walker rescued this chimp, he had to bring the old couple along as well.
He can't do that.
They're taking the elevator down to the lobby. Do you want to speak to the boy?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Hey, dear woman. The door open?
Door locked.
No.
Primate lab. Access granted. Ethel Nussbaum.
Who that?
Ow! Maisie!
Jojo!
Maisie, we gotta go.
Primate lab.
Uh-oh.
He went this way!
Quick!
Door locked.
Lieutenant Colonel, I got him!
Oops. Did okay. Jojo got an idea. Ethel Nussbaum, help us.
25th floor. Going down. Door
all right,
closing.
Drake. Own up. You have been holding us against our will, and you have no right to do so.
You are absolutely correct, Mr. Geary. It's all a very unfortunate misunderstanding. Nadia?
The Arizona flight leaves in an hour. You can collect your tickets at the airport.
There's no reason to detain you any longer, and thank you for bringing in the other chimp young man, or should I call you Ethel Nussbaum?
You caught Jojo?
He was found where he belongs, in the primate lab with his sister. Yeah, yes?
Drake? Hello? Yes.
You lied to me. You're going to cut Brewster open and use his insides for drugs.
Things have changed. Brewster is probably not needed now.
Oh, the kid is getting better?
No.
Oh, my God, the chimps.
This little girl is suffering from a new strain of tuberculosis. Human immune systems can't produce antibodies to fight this. The chimps can. Professor Drake has developed my grandfather's work with apes to use their defense mechanisms to target our diseases.
Yeah, but this involves killing them, right?
The lives of animals versus that of a human. Potentially thousands of humans.
They're not animals. Well, they are, but...
Welcome to Drake, New York.
I don't know.
Lobby.
Come on, Drake. You kidnapped us and held us against our will. How about some compensation?
Compensation, Mr. Geary?
Yeah, sure. Like that old space capsule those monkeys landed in. How about letting me keep it for scrap?
The capsule is government property, and it's safely locked away at the Air Force Base in New Haven.
Drake, New York. Oh. Exit off.
You'll be hearing from our lawyer.
That depends on how stupid your lawyer is. I expect he's this idiot wearing the gorilla suit.
Professor Drake?
The gorilla suit talks. And I suppose you are another animal rights protester.
No, I'm a lawyer.
My prescience is truly astonishing.
And this is your subpoena. I work for the ASPCA. We have taken out a restraint order on your using any primates for experimental work. The hearing is at 2 p.m. Don't miss it.
I'll bury you.
We'll see.
Ricky, I have to go, but I'll do what I can.
Don't sweat it, Nadia.
Hello? Mr. Gorilla? Are you really our lawyer?
Sure am.
Oh, hi there.
Hi, I'm Mike Coburn.
How did you know we needed help?
Oh, we found a phone, Ricky, and called the ASPCA.
Mostly I do civil cases, but I do ASPCA stuff from time to time. The gorilla suit was from a costume party. Seemed appropriate.
It was great, Mike. You really schemed Drake up.
Oh, sounds like they've got problems in there.
I hope so. Anything which takes their eye off the ball helps us. Let's take a cab to my office and make some plans.
Front desk. No, Mr. Drake went to his private suite with Mr. Molson and the lawyers. Yes, everything is sealed. Yeah, okay.
What's happening?
Yeah, damn monkeys escaped. Both of them.
Can they get out?
Dr. Shevardlin, the building is sealed and we have cameras in every area. Look at all these screens, huh? It's not as if I can miss anything moving in the corridors now, is it?
What's on this monitor? That's not a corridor.
It's the sick little girl's room. I'm not strictly supposed to have that one on, but I got kids of my own and...
Wait a minute.
What?
Can you zoom that camera in on the child? The foot of the bed where the dolls and teddy bears are.
Sure. That's a big toy. The chimpanzee. For a minute there, it looked as if it was stroking the kid's hand.
That's not a toy. Come on!
We've been aware of Drake for years. Shady business practices, offshore deals. The pharmaceuticals business is pretty cutthroat.
You can put him in jail, right, Mike?
Nothing he does is strictly illegal. Don't forget, he has a lot of influential people in his pocket, including your local sheriff.
How can we stop Drake murdering Brewster and the chimps?
At this afternoon's hearing. Drake's lawyers will do anything to get the order overturned before tomorrow's share announcement. I need to persuade the court that it should remain in force until a full inquiry can be made.
So what happens now?
Over lunch, you can tell me everything you know about the chimps and Brewster, Ricky. And then we see Professor Drake in court.
Lunch! Let's go!
We'd better eat here in the office, Mr. Geary.
Oh, okay.
Who would like a banana?
Maybe I'm not hungry.
Molson, can Nadia hear us in there?
Open talk back from this observation room to the operating theater, Professor, so that the surgeon can give a practical demonstration of vivisection as you ordered on the building specifications.
Can she extract what we need from the chimp before the hearing?
We're due in court in an hour. It'll be a fait accompli by the time the judge makes a decision, and Linda will have received the chimp serum.
If the child shows signs of recovery, even an adverse decision can be overturned.
There won't be an adverse decision. Judge Hume is presiding.
Old Phil Hume. A truly terrible gopher. I don't know why I always let him win.
Professor Drake,
I'm at the key site. Once I start removal, the chimpanzee cannot survive.
Proceed as planned, Dr. Shabatlin.
I'm thinking about the tests we haven't had time to make. I can take a small enough sample to provide a course of shots just for the child. The ape will live. If complications arise with the treatment, we'd have a better chance of correcting antibody production in a living specimen.
Not a bad idea, given we don't know if the other chip will produce serum as efficiently as this one. If Linda responds well, you can announce at tomorrow's meeting that we treated her without harming either animal.
And after further tests, we can vivisect for organ removal at our leisure.
You're not only a fine surgeon, but a
budding businesswoman, Nadia. Please continue. We must be on our way to court.
Thank you. Nurse, put down the scalpel. Give me the large hypodermic.
Large hypodermic.
Good luck in court, Ricky. I've done my best.
I find in favor of Drake Biocorp. Case dismissed.
Drake, Professor, is it true that you have already operated on a chimp?
Can you confirm that?
I will answer detailed questions tomorrow at the launch of our share issue. Linda was started on the new treatment and is already responding well. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Professor, what question are we seeing a share? Professor Drake?
They've started treatment on the kid? They didn't even wait for the court decision.
I made a mistake subpoenaing Drake as a witness, Ricky. I should have subpoenaed the chimps, showed them to the press.
It's over, Mike. The animals are all as good as dead.
According to the latest opinion poll in the Times, people feel sorry for the chimps, but are rooting for Linda.
Damn. Where are Rusty and Molly? I thought they were going to grab a bite and then meet us here.
Are you Ricky Geary?
No, he is.
Call for your son. Payphone over there.
Oh, thanks. This will be Rusty telling me he's got lost. Hello?
Ricky, I have to be quick.
Nadia. Who's dead? Maisie, Jojo, or Brewster?
Nobody's dead.
I thought you were going to operate.
We did, on Maisie. But I only took enough tissue to provide the treatment for Linda. She's the only case requiring it right now.
So Maisie gets a reprieve till someone else gets this bug.
She's alive. I thought you should know.
Ricky, the share issue announcement is tomorrow. Anyone can attend and anyone can ask Drake any question. He'll be vulnerable. Maybe there's a witness we could call, something we've missed.
Wait a minute. When you said you should have subpoenaed the chimps instead of Drake...
Uh-huh.
There is a witness we didn't subpoena.
Witness to what?
I wish I knew.
This is it, folks. New Haven. The Air Force base is another 3 miles down the road. There's a burger bar in that mall if you're still hungry.
I'm starved. Here. Keep the change.
Hey, thanks. You got all your stuff now, eh? All those costume party clothes.
Yep. Thanks.
So long.
I don't see why we couldn't turn up at the air base in a cab.
Better if we rent something military looking.
Oh, wait a minute. Maybe we don't have to look. Parked outside the mall.
Rusty, that's a U.S. Air Force truck.
Perfect.
Come on, Molly.
Rusty?
Linda?
The child is still comatose?
Just sleeping. It's a remarkable improvement. The serum drawn from Maisie is everything we hoped for.
Just in time for tomorrow's meeting. We can show off one recovering child... and 2 healthy chips.
And a gorilla.
I'm sorry?
The gorilla, Brewster.
Nadia, Brewster was shipped out this afternoon. We don't need him anymore.
That's wonderful. He can finally be returned to the wild.
Nadia, I'll level with you. All our attempts at reintroduction have failed. Institutionalized animals like Brewster are either killed by conspecifics or get shot by poachers they think are friendly humans. So, we... did a deal on Brewster with the military. Walker bought him for Air Force weapons research.
What? What?
It's Brewster in the back of this truck. All growed up and matter and held, but I know him any place.
Oh. I'll take your word for it. What in tarnation is he doing in there?
I found the paperwork in the cab and a couple of gate passes.
Brewster's due for delivery to the Air Force base at 7 p.m.
Well, it's 5:30, and I can see 2 Air Force guys in that restaurant still waiting to be served. Let's go!
I hope you like prison food.
You'll have full security from 0800 and my special tactics squad in case of a major emergency.
Which there won't be.
Precisely.
Now, we don't want prospective shareholders intimidated, Lieutenant Colonel.
You're throwing the doors open to the public, Molson. They'll expect a minimum level of security.
As long as you're aware.
See you in the morning.
How are the chimps?
Can we get the lights fixed? This flickering is driving me crazy.
I'm sorry you're unhappy with the accommodation, Nadia.
I think it better if you leave now. You're upsetting the chimps. Look at them.
Oh, they're just rocking themselves to sleep.
This behavior only occurs when they're frightened or apprehensive. They give up, stop trying, resign themselves to their fate.
Good. That means they won't give us any more trouble. Here, Boyd. I'd better be careful what I say.
Perhaps you'd better. Their communication skills are very advanced.
Communication skills? You mean monkey see, monkey do.
They're chimpanzees, bred for intelligence by my grandfather. And they don't just see, they feel. Now will you please leave?
Just make sure that these two are sedated and on the platform in the conference room for 9 a.m. Let's show the world that they haven't been sacrificed on the altar of medicine.
Yet, monkey see, monkey do. Only the old man could have lived to see how different he made you.
Monkey see, monkey do.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The phone, where's the... This is Dr. Chevet Lee. Patch me through to the front desk at Drake, Arizona. Fast!
Sure, yes,
there you go, son. My orders are to deliver this specimen to, and wherever you're keeping that space capsule, forward it from Drake Bioport.
Sir, yes, sir. Hangar 8, fourth on the left down the perimeter road, sir. But they finished work for the day, sir.
That's not a problem, son. Keep your powder dry.
Sir, yes, sir.
Remind me to write the Pentagon and the poor security around here.
There it is, Hangar 8. And the doors are open.
In we go.
Oh, boy, how many F-16 tail units do they use in this Air Force?
They got airplane spares to die for. But where's the space capsule?
I see. Over there. And over there.
They've taken it to pieces.
Oh, Rusty, what are we going to do now?
How long have we got before Drake shareholders meet?
9 a.m. 15 hours. If we're not caught for stealing the truck.
We'll never make it. But what other choice do we have?
Standing ovation, and with Nadia and the chimps on stage with Professor Drake, an excellent image of corporate teamwork.
Ladies and gentlemen, prospective stock investors.
I heard something on came up this morning. There was a garbled message from Drake, Arizona, about a court order requisitioning some lab samples. Maybe it was part of the restraining order those country hicks tried to hit us with yesterday. Whew, I'll be glad when this is over.
Getting cold feet?
Not about the share issue. But those chimps give me the heebie-jeebies.
They're cute. I hate cute.
Walker from Swamp Fox.
Walker?
The space capsule has been stolen, sir. Last reported on the freeway toward New York City. We have airborne pursuit. They won't get far.
They better not. I'm on my way.
Oh, dear.
Sniper 1 in pursuit of stolen capsule. Man heading for West Side. Occupants appear to be elderly couple last seen at New Haven base checkpoint.
Rusty! Watch out for that Buick!
Say, I hope I got it right when I reconnected the brakes.
Take the turn in for Soho, and the Drake building is three blocks down, backing onto the Hudson River.
Which turning?
This turning!
Well, why didn't you tell me?
There it is! Drake, New York!
And there's never a meter when you need one.
The side gate's open.
Yeah, a parking brake turns into it.
Watch the paint job!
Perfect! Not bad. New Haven to New York in 20 minutes flat.
All right, you two. You're under arrest.
Lieutenant Colonel, you want to watch your blood pressure? You're coloring up a shade red there.
This capsule is government property. You obtained it under false pretenses. And we have reason to believe that you have stolen a monkey, too.
A monkey? We've stolen no monkey, Mr. Walker.
Then what's under that hat?
There's no monkey under this hat. Just a 300-pound gorilla. He sleeps where he darn well pleases.
Oh, Rooster! Bad Ricky!
Damn it to hell! Shoot it, you idiot! No!
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Now let me just add a personal vote of thanks to Dr. Nadia Shivatlin and these two bonobo chimpanzees. They are the true heroes of this story. Nadia, take a bow. Please, don't be bashful.
Make an effort to be gracious, Nadia.
Make an effort to accept my resignation, Professor.
We'll discuss this later.
Now then, are there any questions?
I have one. How come you forgot to thank this animal?
Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Ricky Geary, and this is my lawyer, Mike Coburn. And in my arms, I'm carrying Boris, a very old friend of Professor Drake's.
That animal was ordered to be destroyed.
You gave the order, but it was never carried out.
Nadia!
Yes?
Keep those chimps under control.
They are not chimps. They are bonobos. And Boris is their father.
Yes? I mean, he is. There you go, Boris.
Don't let him loose.
It's a family reunion, Professor. Ladies and gentlemen, Boris was bred by Nadia Shavatlin's grandfather, Professor Drake's mentor and business partner. Mike?
These paintings I'm carrying give an alternate view of Drake Biocorp's past.
Professor, then Dr. Drake, made deals in spite of the old man's objections. One of the deals was with NASA. The chimps were lost in a space accident. Old Shavatlin knew he'd have to start again, try and breed another million-to-one animal from Boris. That's when he discovered that Drake's drug tests had altered Boris's genetic code and had made him sterile.
This figure here is Drake. Professor Shavatlin comes in here, and an argument breaks out. Boris's cage is left open.
All right, that's enough.
No, it isn't. Mike, the picture. Maybe this last picture shows Igor Shavatlin attacking you. Maybe you're attacking him. It probably doesn't matter. It's the fact that these pictures exist that matters.
What do you mean? Who painted these pictures?
Boris.
Boris?
Yes. He processed the event and recorded it.
What is your point?
My point is that you took another man's work and abused it for profit. And now the true consequences have come back to haunt you. You can't use animals of this intelligence for research. It's immoral.
Don't presume to lecture this room on morality. A child's life has been saved. These animals are all that stand between Western society and a plague of new diseases.
So we offload the problem like we always do. Let nature deal with it.
Take your half-baked eco-warrior polemics elsewhere.
Trouble is, this time you're offloading the problem onto creatures as capable of reasoning as we are.
They are freaks. They are
sentient creatures, Professor Drake. If just one of them dies as a result of your activities, a court of law could well find you guilty of murder.
It could happen sooner than you think.
What's wrong?
Boris is dead. He just lay down in Maisie's arms. I fell asleep.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, please. This is an exercise in mischief making. And I saw you.
Booster!
Everybody down! We have to shoot that damn gorilla. No, you idiot!
Oh, hot Brewster! Don't shoot! He's harmless!
Stand away from him, kid. The gorilla's wild.
Wild? How can he be wild? He's pumped him with drugs and taken every wild instinct out of him. He's scared and he wants to come home. Brewster, stop that!
These animals are government property. As of now, I'm calling in the deal.
Signed another contract, did you, Drake?
These animals don't belong to anybody, not unless they choose to.
Hey, Walker, you've heard of intelligent life on Earth? Well, it's finally arrived, and it's not us.
Shoot the gorilla.
No! Brewster, Shoto, Maisie, run!
No!
Professor Drake.
What?
I have to confess, I knew that Nadia was harboring that old chimp.
Shut up, Bolson! We mustn't let any of these animals die. We could be charged with murder, Daddy.
Yes, sir.
Nadia, are you okay?
I'm fine. I just hope Maisie stitches hold.
We've got to save the apes before one of those idiots shoots them.
I know. What are you waiting for? Okay.
Hey, son, World War III may or may not be breaking out inside this building, but please point that thing someplace else before it goes off.
I got orders of a Lieutenant Colonel to keep a beat on you, old-timers, no matter what.
Well, can we at least get out of the capsule and stretch our legs?
We're sitting right under the chute those workmen been using. Mighty dusty around here.
All right, you can get out the chimpmobile, but slowly.
What a nice young man.
You didn't tell me the chimps could talk.
You didn't tell me Boris was their father.
It didn't seem important.
What makes you think they're on the isolation floor?
Because the little girl is up there.
Linda?
That's where I found them when they escaped last time. Sitting on her bed, stroking her hand. They just gave themselves up. As if they'd come to some sort of understanding about what their role was in all of this.
Wait a minute. You think the Gemini apes would put themselves in harm's way to save a human child's life?
Yes, I do. Not because of what we want, because of Linda. They're tuned into something we've forgotten how to recognize. They're not like us.
You said it.
Access granted.
Quick, in here.
I know you've searched the area once. Search it again. If they took the stairwell, they must have used one of these doors.
Yes, sir. What about the gorilla?
By my reckoning, he'll have reached the roof just around...
Shepard Water Walker, we have Peter Hat King Kong up here on the helipad, sir.
Big mother! Wires in his head! What's real mean?
Keep him there. We're on the way up.
Yes, sir. Keep him here. Jimmy! We got any sea rations? Anything with banana in?
35 years of research down the pan.
I don't know. We couldn't have got anywhere near the amount of publicity this will generate if the meeting had gone according to plan.
Oh, true, Nelson, but if that lunatic Walker gets his hands on these animals for sunk, I'm beset by idiots. How many more flights to go?
Two to the roof, Professor. I know the gorilla's headed up there. Maybe the chimps are with him. These bananas are heavy.
Which genius had the elevator shut down?
I did.
I must have known.
Access authorized, Dr. Nadia Shevatlin.
The chimps are still loose.
Yes, but if all those men can't find them, how can we?
We know what to look for. Overhead.
Well, stop it. You're playing with a light switch.
I'm not. Haven't you noticed? When the chimps are agitated, electrical equipment seems to behave in a weird way.
So if fluorescent lights flicker like these are, traveling up the corridor one by one, when it's the turn of the light overhead, the Gemini apes...
are right above us. If I can reach this tile... Got it!
Hey, Scram.
Jojo, Maisie, it's me, Ricky.
Ricky, where we get out?
This way. You can get out through the window onto the scaffolding outside the building.
Bad Mrs. Lady Woman. Go away. Maisie got hurty.
Maisie, I'm sorry I hurt you. I know a way out. I can get you out.
Jojo, she's a good lady now.
She good lady, Jojo. Maisie, no. Say sorry.
Bah, no sorry. Humans all bad.
Good.
Bad.
Good.
Bad.
Good.
Bad. Good.
Okay. Bad Mrs. Lady Woman, show out.
This way, through Linda's room. Can you get down?
Sure.
Great.
Not great.
What's wrong?
Look, the lights are not the only trail that chimps are making.
Oh, no. Blood.
Access authorized.
Too late.
There they are! Get out!
Quick, find a window.
It's no good, sir. He won't calm down.
And shoot him.
Won't that make him even more mad?
Put those guns down.
Here, Brewster, have a banana. Banana, Professor?
I don't mind if I do.
This gorilla is now U.S. Air Force property, Drake.
No, he isn't, Lieutenant Colonel.
Well, we've engaged that lawyer who arrived with the kid. It seems the Air Force is already under a federal injunction preventing the buying or selling of primates.
This is crazy. We have a contract.
Consider it torn up. Good banana. Try one, Mosley.
Somebody fetch me that punk lawyer. Fetch the kid, too.
The lawyer's already seeing a judge. The kid's gone with him if he has any sense.
Come on, Brewster. Let's find somewhere quieter to eat.
They're looking for capsule guards, sir.
What?
The chips. They're out on the scaffolding. Correction.
They're off the scaffolding and in the chute. Drop down towards the doctor.
Go on, Tango. Bomb easy. Straight into the capsule.
You parked it exactly so they'd land in it.
Ain't I the daisy? Stop them.
Yes, sir. Oh.
Sorry, son. These chimpanzees are friends of mine.
Rusty, I think Maisie must be hurt.
They'll both be hurt if they hit that fence. Turn the Gemini capsule round, Jojo. Head for the street!
Maisie, look, big water.
No, something in way.
It's too late.
No, it's not. Not the way I modified it. Jojo, pull the red lever! Pull the red lever! On the dash!
What old Grumbly say?
Use the red lever. Look, here.
New toy.
Wanna try it or... but when I hit iron wall.
We try it. Toy.
You fixed that capsule up with wings?
It's too late to do any good. They'll hit the fence unless he selects
full power.
Don't work 40 years in salvage without learning how things are put together, Ma.
You're not so dumb for an old grumbly.
They're airborne! Stub wings just popped out. Looks like pieces of tailplane off of an F-16.
I see it. Where's that kid? Did somebody bring him up to the helipad?
He's right here.
Cool, me?
You're coming with me.
I'll go where Ricky goes.
You stay here, Doctor. Make sure that gorilla's ready to travel back to New Haven. Let's go! We gotta catch those chimps!
Gemini, good flying. Not bad.
Jojo, we go home now. Maisie hurt bad.
Molson, please ask the gorilla to stop that now.
I don't think so, Professor Drake. He seems to have developed a deep and abiding interest in your coiffure.
He probably likes the smell of your shampoo.
Well, I don't like the smell of his. What's happening with the chimps?
They're airborne in the capsule. Walker has three armed helicopters chasing them. Here.
What's this?
I borrowed a walkie-talkie. Should be able to listen in.
Can you patch us through to the capsule?
Think so, Lieutenant Colonel!
Then do it! All right, kid, you're the expert. What's that noise?
It's the chimps! They're panicking! You're flying too close to the capsule and it's freaking them out!
Okay! They trust you! Talk them down!
Jojo, it's Ricky! It's no good! He's panicking! He'll be in withdrawal soon!
What does he mean, withdrawal?
What do you mean, withdrawal? He'll give up trying to survive and wait to die!
You heard!
Oh, Lieutenant Colonel! The space capsule! It's in a nosedive, heading for Times Square!
Ricky?
Nadia?
About the chimps' intelligence.
Not now!
Listen! Expose them to a mind and they form a link. They absorb knowledge and give off electromagnetic energy. That's probably why the capsule's in a nosedive. Their panic is sending the instruments haywire.
Nadia, this is so unscientific, I can't believe this is you talking.
Can you give me a better interpretation of the Duffer, Henry?
He called me Henry.
How can we help them?
They can't cope with the pursuit. They could probably pick up a lot of negativity right now.
What's she talking about?
You military jerk!
Don't just talk to them, Ricky. Think to them. Not them. The more you can relax them, the more likely they'll take control.
Oh, please!
Yes, I got you, Nadia. You're right. Get off the line. Jojo, Maisie, it's Ricky.
Jojo, Maisie.
Jojo, speak to me. Come on, Jojo.
Lieutenant Colonel, air traffic control. The cops are worried about the capsule hitting civilians.
So, explain the problem.
I did, but they contacted the Pentagon. We have orders to blow it out of the air if we can't get it to change course.
What course? It's in a nosedive.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, damn it! Arm sidewinders, then.
Roger that. Arming sidewinders.
No!
What's happening?
We're going to shoot the capsule down.
Jojo, listen to me!
Switch the walkie-talkie off.
Are you kidding?
Our quarry target lock.
You want to hear the chimps die?
Please, wait, look. The capsule's leveling out.
Looks like it's going to hit Central Park now.
Too risky. Carry on.
Jojo, Maisie, I'm still here. Look, Jojo, if you can hear me, if your radio's on...
Nadia, Igor's telepathy theory, even if it works, is probably only at close range.
The chimps have spent almost their entire adult lives in orbit, but somehow their minds reach out to acquire knowledge. It had to be our knowledge, from the planet below. I mean, that's some pickup range.
Maybe. Now, look, Nadia. It was an accident. Your grandfather's death. Boris got loose and attacked me. Igor tried to stop him, but he slipped and he hit his head.
Would any of this have happened if he had never met you?
Igor Shevatlin was like a father to me. That's all.
Jojo, if you can hear me, relax. Relax, please.
Ricky, far away, talking. Listen.
Lock on.
Target acquired.
No, wait!
Damn it, don't touch the control stick!
Jojo! God bless President Kennedy! Dumb humans! Old grumblies! We love you! Scram!
They're just animals, son. You can't get sentimental over them.
I'm getting them confident enough to regain control over the capsule. You're trying to shoot it down over Manhattan. In this situation, sentiment is a darn sight more useful to us than a missile.
Target lock.
Here, Walker, you do it.
Do what?
Tell the chips that you love them.
Get lost, kid.
Or I'll ask the FBI how they like being impersonated by Air Force intelligence.
Firing in 8, 7.
Jojo.
6.
Maisie.
5.
I love
4,
you.
3.
Now you, pal.
2. Jojo, Maisie, I love you. 1. Missile away.
No.
Too late.
Detonation in 10.
Jojo, talk to me. All ass.
8. Okie dokie, Ricky. All ass.
He hurt me.
Did that animal just talk?
You betcha. Yes. Go, Jojo. Go.
They'll never outrun a missile.
Now go home, Jojo.
Now go home, Maisie. Hold tight.
Yee-haw! Look at that baby there! Didn't outrun it. They outclimbed it.
And that's how the Gemini apes went home. Back into space, lost in orbit a second time. Run out of fuel, run out of air, Maisie never recovering from her operation, dying of old age. All the theories the media people come up with to sell their newspapers, none of them true. Which brings us back home again. It's 3 a.m. on Christmas Day. Rusty and Molly are asleep in their newly rebuilt solar-powered trailer. Nadia is visiting us for lunch later. And something strange is approaching the old animal laboratories at Drake, Arizona. A Gemini capsule, heavily customized with tinsel, cotton balls, and two inflatable Kmart reindeer.
Ho, ho, ho.
Jojo and Maisie have decided to play Santa Claus for the few animals still waiting to be rehomed here at the Drake Labs. I mean at the...
Drake Animal Sanctuary. Thank you, Ethel Nussbaum. And a Merry Christmas to sentient creatures everywhere.
Who's there?
Uh-oh. Excuse me.
Jojo, Maisie, no! That's not the way to give these animals their freedom and you know it! Mr. DeFreeze, I'm sorry. They promised to behave themselves this time. You guys!
You have been listening to The Gemini Apes, starring Christopher Lee as Drake, Alan Marriott as Ricky, Garrick Hagen as Rusty, Liza Ross as Molly, Catherine Shannon as Nadia, Rupert Degas as Molson, Simon Treves as Mike, Nick Colacos as Walker, featuring Gary Martin as Jojo, Boris, and Brewster, and Lorelei King as Maisie. The Gemini Apes is affectionately dedicated to the memory of Bob Sessions. The bonobo consultant was Dr. Amy Parrish. The music was by Matthew Strachan. The audio design was by The Soundhouse Limited. And the recording and Dolby surround mix was by Paul Dealey. The Gemini Apes was written, produced, and directed by Dirk Maggs. This was an Audio Movies Limited production for BBC Radio 4.